reality.
Back to reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Back to Reality, where we discuss various topics and then bring you back to reality. I'm your humble host, Muzaffar Haider. Here in the studio today, we have with us my main man, Brother Ja'far. Assalamu alaikum to you, brother.
Alaikum salam. Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you. We go way back. And we have Sister Zainab. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Zainab.
Alaikum assalam.
Where are you from?
I'm from Indian Administrated Kashmir.
Why do Muslims swear? You know, sometimes we swear by something. If I want to make clear that I'm actually speaking the truth about something, I'll say, I swear, for example, on so-and-so's grave. Or I'll say, I swear by God, you know, which is a huge thing to do. Huge thing to do. Why do we do it? What is the significance behind this? Even Allah swears by certain things. He swears by, you know, so many different things in the Quran. You know, he says, "Wadduha," I swear by the morning, I swear by the mountains, "Wattur," and so on and so forth. It goes on and on and on. Why?
It's different when it comes to humans and when it comes to Allah about swearing. When humans swear, they want to stress something, they want to emphasize on something that I literally mean this. But when Allah swears in Quran, He has so much, his swearing is so much, you know, at place. It's so much, for example, if you talked about Allah, He says in one of the surahs, "Wal Asr, I swear by time, the human being is in loss." Now, if you try to find a connection, what is it? What is the difference between this? Why Allah sweared by time? And why is He swearing by time if human being is in loss? Whenever we invest in something, whenever we invest, we see the gain and loss only at the same time.
Uh-huh.
But here, Allah is swearing by time. That means human beings are investing time. And in return, they are not getting anything.
Uh-huh.
But then He makes a condition, only the people who watawasu bil haq and watawasu bil sabr, which means only the people who suggest others to come towards truth and who suggest others to come towards patience, and at the same time they have the capacity to accept the truth, to, you know, to have the patience themselves as well. So when Allah swears in Quran, it has a great meaning. He is swearing by time because we are losing time.
Mm-hmm.
He says you are in loss, and this loss and time is completely connected. Whenever He swears in Quran, He wants to wake up us from that dormant sleep.
Okay, we'll come back to Allah's swearing, because I think that's a lengthy topic in and of itself. Inshallah, we'll come back to it. Why do we swear? Why do if I'm trying to prove something to you right now, Brother Ja'far, well, why do I need to say, I swear by God?
Because He does not believe you.
He doesn't believe me. Uh-huh. Why don't you believe me? And why do I have to swear to make you believe me?
Well, I guess it's just people's intuition towards other people. Again, we've said it before, where people don't always believe, suppose, the person in front of them. Right? So just to really push the idea that, look, I'm not lying, you know, I'm trying to tell you the truth here, they swear to something. And I guess the epitome of that, the highest point that you can reach, is God. Right? But to what Sister Zainab said, like, I can understand, and I think most people understand that concept, where you can't compare these two swearings with one another because they're at completely different levels.
Mm-hmm.
Right? A human swearing, whether it's a good swearing or cursing someone, is completely different from something that where God is swearing in the Quran, right?
Uh-huh.
When God is swearing in the Quran, He's showing the importance of something, right? He's letting us know, He's making us aware about, look, I've given you day and night. I've given you, suppose, mountains and skies. I've given you time. Make the most of it,
yeah.
Right? Don't waste these blessings I've given you. But when a human does it, typically it's, you know, listen to what I'm saying. Don't take what I said for granted, right? It's this, to an extent, it's the same concept, but with just less of an authority behind it.
Okay, here we go. We'll be right back.
Please
please send any suggestion, any idea to our email that is englishradio@irib.ir.
Why do we have to swear by something? Like, why can't I just say, I swear, I am telling the truth? Why is that not sufficient? Why do I have to take some object or something which exists? I swear by my mum. Why do people have to do that? Because I swear by Allah, some people will take it to that extent. Why?
Well, I don't think that human swearing is very much, you know, it's in fact, we are recommended in Islam that not to do that. Not to swear much. In fact, if you swear on something and you're that's no truth, you have to give kafara. You have to pay for that. But when I say that I swear on my mom or sometimes I swear on Allah, I'm again stressing. I'm trying to prove my point twice or thrice. Or like I want to make my point twofold, threefold, or the multiple fold. Like maximum is Allah. When I say I swear by Allah, that means I am putting maximum emphasis on this point. I'm making it much bolder. Whatever I'm trying to tell you, listen to it.
Yeah.
Because you feel like the other person is not listening to you.
If I told you something, you okay. didn't believe me. And then I said, I swear by the life of George Bush. Would you believe me?
No.
Why?
Because George Bush is not someone who is close to you, who is connected to you, who can be important for you. You swear only by the things or people who are very important to you, who mean a lot to you.
I guess it also depends on what or who you're swearing upon, right? Now, if it's someone who has no, I guess, substantial value in the eyes of the other person, then they won't take it seriously, right? Just like the sister said, you're trying to really push an idea here, right? You're trying to show that it means a lot to you and you really want them to believe what you're saying, right? So now if I say, I swear by this table, he's like, who cares if you swear by this table? There's no intensity for me, right?
Yeah.
There's no urgency on my end here by saying, oh, look, I swear by this cup or I swear by this table, right? So the level of, or I guess the thing you attribute your swear to also shows your intensity for it. Right? So it shows like how much you're really trying to go behind something.
Have you ever sworn by something? Like in a discussion or sister, have you? Or
I guess sometimes, maybe if some very close friend of mine got some kind of some misunderstanding arised and I wanted to clear it and I knew the person would believe it very easily, I may have used that, but I don't remember right now. But I may have, just in order to like make that, keep that healthy relationship a healthy one, not to, you know, let that misunderstanding overcome it.
So it's reminding me now that back in school in the UK, I used to be like, you know, I swear on my life. Mm. And the kids always used to say that, I swear on my life. And then you would have to believe it if they said that. So it's interesting that you have to swear by something which has kind of a sacredness to you.
It's something that you hold
Very close to yourself.
Yeah, it's something close to you. It's something that holds value in your eyes and also in the person who you're swearing to, I guess.
So let's talk about some of the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears by in the Qur'an. I mean, it's really interesting. The sister, you mentioned the time.
Wal-asr,
he swears by time. He swears by wat-tur-sinin.
Wat-tur-sinin.
Right? He swears by the mountain of Sinai. And he swears by wal-adiyati wat-tabha. He swears by the riders when they are riding in the night or just before the dawn. Why?
So, as I said before, when God's swearing here, he's trying to show the importance behind it, right?
Yeah.
Whether it's, suppose, the mountains or the skies or time in general, he's trying to show you, God's trying to show you the importance of these things. Like, look, I've given you these blessings. Don't just go through this life without taking these into account, right? Look, I've given these things to help you, to, in a sense, enrich you and help you reach, like, perfection.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, from what I understood here is that, look, God didn't just supposed swear on one thing. He showed you the multitude of blessings that he's given you. And he's sweared on quite a few in the Quran as well, just to show the importance and how we should incorporate these things into our life.
We're speaking about swear by something.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears like لا أقسم بهذا البلد. He says, I swear by this city. You know, here Allah even uses the word أقسم, you know, I swear. He's literally saying it. Other places he just says wa. Whoa. So when you read the consequent verses, it gives you that much more attention to the detail, and you take what Allah is swearing, not just that which he is swearing by, but why he's swearing by that thing more seriously. It does have a huge impact on the way that you read the Quran when you recognize the greatness and the importance of those things that he's swearing by.
I say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he wanted to swear, you know, sometimes you see like he's swearing on one thing, then on another thing, then on another thing. It seems like as if, you know, it's if a reader reads it like without contemplation, he'll get distracted. Yeah. But since we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Hakim, there's wisdom. If these things were not connected, even if his swearings were not connected to each other, these swearings would have come into some another surah. Yeah. Like you said, Tur Sinin, the first and the, I don't remember that right now, but Allah swears by three different things. But then when you analyze them,
Wattini wa zaytun.
What does Allah mean over here? Why do you think like he's, you know, swearing on something like some this tree or that tree? He wants to swear on a land. On a land of teen that was, and a land of zaytun. It was like on the land of olive. And then Tur Sinin is again a land where from Musa uses to talk to me. And then again some verse like that. It's again a land where I blessed, where I sent the prophets. So Allah in all these three verses is swearing about the land. Land of these trees that dates back to Syria of this time and the Palestine of this time. So Allah is basically swearing by the lands of Palestine, Syria, the land where Musa used to talk to me, and the land where I blessed with prophets. And then when you go through another ayahs of the surah, you find a definite connection. All these ayahs are completely connected with each other, like we saw in Wal Asr. Allah sweared by time, and then he connected that time. Why he sweared by time? Because one was losing his time, one was losing his life. Allah is basically swearing by our life. Yeah. And why Allah swears so much in Quran? I guess there are the maximum number of swearings is in Surah Shams. And why he swears so much? Because human being is in ghaflat. He's dormant, he's sleeping. He is not aware. He knows this thing is right and this thing is wrong. But at the same time, he gets into...
He doesn't have a deep understanding of what's going around.
No, he gets into that dormant sleep. You know, it becomes less important for him. Mm-hmm. So when things become less important for him, Allah comes and, you know, swears in Quran, making it more bold, making it much more... highlighting it for us, you know. Yeah. Hey, get up. Wake up. You know this thing. Now.
Yeah, it's kind of like an alert to wake us up.
Alert, yeah.
And I suppose to an extent it demonstrates the profound mercy of Allah as well. Because usually when we are swearing by something, we're trying to prove ourselves in front of somebody. In other words, we have some kind of need for that person to believe in what we're saying. You know, it might be that we're in a courtroom and we need to hold our hand on the Bible or on the Quran and swear that I swear to tell the truth and nothing but the truth, they say in court. We're trying to prove our innocence here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need to prove his innocence, God forbid, to anyone. Nor does he have any kind of need for us. He doesn't need anybody to believe in him. And yet, out of his infinite mercy, he's doing this very, I dare I say it, this very human thing of swearing by something in order for us to just believe in that thing.
Just
to wake us up. I mean, that is beautiful. Thank you very much for your ideas and thoughts. It's been a profound discussion today. That's all we have time for, unfortunately. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Rabbi, let the ummah rise again.
Ya Allah.
يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي
التي ما رايزك لتصيد ليلتك وانسكن.